Well, finally, a tiny bit of good news. The United Kingdom has found a little bit of a backbone regarding Israel, regarding this savage assault on Gaza. There's no question that Hamas attacked Israel on the 7th of October, killed hundreds of Israeli civilians, well, murdered, deliberately killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians. But Israel's response has been a huge overreaction. Is it 1,000 Israeli civilians killed? And for that, 53,000 Palestinian civilians have been murdered. And I say it advisedly, not killed, murdered. If you know they're civilians, kill them anyway, then that is murder. There's not collateral damage, not part of an illegitimate military attack. When you've deliberately targeted hospitals, schools, clinics, and so on. And we know that it's not because they're any Hamas bases or something like that. I mean, how many Hamas fighters could there be? How much military equipment could they have anyway? And we know that the so-called human shield argument is completely bogus because the human shields would never work with Israel. Israel's been targeting Palestinian civilians for decades now, deliberately withholding food and medicine, starving people to death, denying life-sustaining medicine to very sick children. And it's true, a handful of children have belatedly been allowed to leave to go to Jordan, and are very proud to say the Republic of Ireland. The British government was absolutely despicable and cowardly on this one, refraining from raising its voice for international law, for humanitarian aid. Rishi Sunak, after the 7th of October attacks, going to Israel, saying nothing about the illegal occupation of Palestine or the countless crimes Israel's committed against the Palestinian people over decades, and saying that he knew that Israel would act in consonance with international law. Well, Sunak does not have the excuse of stupidity. Anyone who knows anything about Israel's record would know they absolutely will not act in accordance with international law, and so on. And I'm not saying that Hamas does either. But anyway, as Israel will never tire of saying, Hamas is a terrorist organization, Israel's a democracy. Well, therefore, Israel has to be held to a much, much higher standards because of its own much vaunted avowal of human rights, and so forth. So they're deliberately cutting off humanitarian aid for weeks from Gaza on the specious grounds that, oh, well, Hamas is selling it. Who's got any money in Gaza? The economy's not functioning. And if you, even Hamas gets money, what would they spend it on? They can't bring anything in. Israel controls the land borders, the sea border, the airspace. Okay, there is one border to Egypt, and Egypt has not been helpful at all on this one. Egypt detests Hamas, and so on. So anyway, it's shocking. And finally, there's been so much horror in countries which are actually quite amicable with Israel. Finally, Israel says it has allowed humanitarian aid in. The United Nations says that Israel is deliberately starving people to death. Now who would I believe? One of the most dishonest governments in the world or the United Nations? And they've done everything they can to blackguard the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights and so on. They've tried to take down judges in the International Court of Justice, smear campaigns, cyber warfare, anything they can. And anyone who says, Palestinians are humans too, torture is not acceptable. The willful murder of civilians is not acceptable. Withholding food is not acceptable. Switching off the water is not acceptable. Switching off the electricity is not acceptable, and so forth. They'll say this person's an anti-Semite for simply telling the plain truth about crimes against humanity and for advocating for human rights, for international law, and so on. So the United Nations has said that no humanitarian aid has been distributed in Gaza today. So trucks waiting for hours to cross the border, and so on. So the United Kingdom has finally criticised what's been doing, what's been happening, and the UK briefly cut off some arms shipments to Israel. Now, British arms to Israel are very unimportant for Israel. It's a tiny fraction of their arsenal, but there's a principle that counts. It might save even one life not doing so. And I know moral compromises are always sold in always made in selling armaments. No military is completely moral. In every war, civilians get killed by both sides. It's not a good thing, but that is a fact of life. You've got to try and minimize civilian deaths. You cannot completely avoid them. I realize that. There's a difference between unable to entirely avoid them and deliberately causing them. And it's true, Israel could have gone a bit further. I mean, they've only murdered about 2% of the population of Gaza. and probably rather more actually, considering those who fled, and they've only wounded at least 6% of them, and I don't know, kidnapped whatever percent of them, and so forth. So it really is appalling. Now, Tel Aviv rightly points out the United Kingdom exports about 17 billion pounds worth of arms per annum, and some of this is to regimes worth Israel, and that's true, like to Saudi Arabia. So I would cut that off as well. Whether I'm Muslim is neither here or there. No one should be treated worse or better on the basis of faith, ethnicity, religion, color, nationality, place of birth. And that goes for Israelis. We know that is about 75% of Israelis are Jews, and Jews have suffered appallingly through history, mostly at the hands of white Christians. So we mustn't take it out on Palestinians, other Arabs, on Muslims, and so forth. So it really is sickening. I'm not quite sure why this has actually happened, but even former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert saying that what Israel is doing, it's very close to a war crime, very close. And he says it's a war without a chance of achieving anything that can save the lives of the hostages. Proper negotiations, real concessions, and they would all be released, right? Anyway, and he's quite correctly said that what Israel's doing is obnoxious and outrageous. Goodness. So ambulances taking people to hospital and so on, they get shot at. Israeli bigots deliberately destroying food shipments to keep Palestinians alive. And by the way, there are obviously some Israeli hostages there. I would like them released unconditionally. And all the Palestinians taken hostage by Israel released unconditionally too, many of whom are minors. Who are routinely malnourished and tortured in prison. And to keep the hostages alive, some food's got to get to them. Some medicine may need to get to them, and so on. Why is the UK doing this now? Are they trying to shore up their boat amongst the Muslim community? I'm afraid it might be that cynical. And David Lammy, what a hypocrite he is, being both friends of Israel and friends of Palestine. Well, I would like both countries to benefit, but one country's illegally occupying the other. All right, I don't want Israel wiped off the map. Palestine's been largely wiped off the map already. What's to happen? I mean, I have my two-state solution. I don't know if it's workable, but I mean, it couldn't be much worse than what's going on right now. And the Israeli government openly talking about expelling all Palestinians from Gaza forever, along with the Trump administration. Oh, there's already the illegal occupation of much of the West Bank, armed robbery of land, and so on. And it's true that Jews after 1948 were booted out of Arab countries like Morocco, Egypt, Iraq, and so on. And that's appalling. That's disgraceful. They ought to be compensated. There ought to be restitution of property, get their citizenship back if they want it. So that's reciprocity. So mutuality of the restoration of citizenship and residency rights. Anyway. So I'm glad that His Majesty's government has finally said something decent. The Conservative Party has been deeply shameful on this. Even a handful of Tory MPs have said, we've got to recognise Palestine. Should have been happened decades ago. But mostly Conservatives will say any criticism of Israel, no matter how moderate, no matter how delicately worded, is unacceptable. There's nothing they can't do. Any crime against humanity is entirely virtuous, so long as they commit it, so long as the Palestinians are the victims. This will be defending themselves. And Robert Jenrick is the worst of the worst on this one. He's just an ultra-Zionist monster. Okay, Zionism. Okay, it's happened. I accept the legitimacy of the state of Israel, and it's done much to be proud of. That's enviable, I suppose, the way it treats women and homosexuals and so forth, and it has real elections and a free media and all that's good. But that's no consolation to a Palestinian child starving to death, to Palestinian civilians having bombs rained on them, to a Palestinian person, even who is a member of Hamas, being tortured, which is illegal, which is against Israeli law, and which we know happens on a huge scale. So what an ogre Benjamin Netanyahu is. Right, thank you for watching my video. So please subscribe on Patreon today, PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And well, I know it sounds corny, I know it's pathetic. Do what you can to bring peace and reconciliation.